Let's recall what Alice Miller said. Consider what it means to possess a true self. Consider Prince's life in that light. And consider what it would mean to cultivate our collective vitality. Quote from Alice Miller, individuals who refuse to adapt to a totalitarian regime, and my interjection, the global class system is by definition totalitarian. Continuing, are not doing so out of a sense of duty or because of naivete, but because they cannot help but be true to themselves. The longer I wrestle with these questions, says Alice Miller, the more I am inclined to see courage, integrity, and a capacity for love. And I have to say, after reading those words, after having written the text for this show, these are the qualities I attribute to Prince. And she is saying that these are not, now that she has had time, a sufficient number of years to explore these questions, these are not truly virtues, she does not think. She doesn't see them as moral categories, but as the consequences of a benign fate. Those who, continuing with Alice, those who have spontaneous feelings can only be themselves. They have no other choice if they want to remain true to themselves. Rejection, ostracism, loss of love, and name-calling will not fail to affect them. They will suffer as a result and will dread them. But once they've found their authentic self, they will not want to lose it. And when they sense that something is being demanded of them to which their whole being says no, they cannot do it. They simply cannot. This is the case with people who've had the good fortune of being sure of their parents' love, even if they had to disappoint certain parental expectations, or with people who, although they did not have this good fortune to begin with, learned later, for example, in analysis, to risk the loss of love in order to regain their lost self. And I comment, there may be a third case, those who were imperfectly socialized, quote unquote, into the madness of class because their parents were too preoccupied to bother, and so the earth got its chance to raise them. Continuing, once they regain their lost self, they will not be willing to relinquish it again for any price in the world. The thought floated in as I listened to the following excerpt, or the excerpt I posted as sort of preparation for this show. I hope you got a chance to listen to it. The thought floated in as I listened to that excerpt from our December 20, 2015 show, that we opened that show referring to a true prince and closed that first segment referring to the original of all the false princes, Plato, which feels like illustration of the point the excerpt is making, that power hates those who own their own spontaneous, authentic feelings, who listen to their bodies, who are honest, as these authentic endowments were denied them as infants. And those qualities describe artists. At the station this past Sunday, the last show, a week ago, when I heard in a Democracy Now! Discussion of Prince, a pundit say that it terrified him when Prince, quote, spoke back to Warner Brothers and wrote slave on his cheek. Those words didn't fully sink in until I got home, and I cursed my ignorance, my not knowing or not remembering, being fully consumed as I was by my single mom survival project, not knowing about this incident. I cursed my bad luck. If I'd had this example to refer to, he would have been discussed in the book Waking Up. And later on during our shows on Alice, our Facing Fear, Raise Up Love series of radio shows, as his life illustrates perfectly the power and energy released when we claim our spontaneous, authentic feelings. And I would not have written the week he was killed. Why is no one talking about these things? These things meaning that we are people, not workers, quote unquote. The New York Times of May 5th, 2016, just this week, concoction of elaborately mixed BS. It reeks, this story of falseness about Prince's death. And stand back, they are spraying it profusely, or rather, let's stand up and demand a world free of powers, manipulativeness, and lies. It could not illustrate better both the threat Prince is to power and the reality that the media is but the department of propaganda for the global state statesman. The amount of space they devote to saying nothing is a big tell, as well as the fact that this nothing is paraded as truth, despite being nothing but the unsupported testimony of precisely the false folks Prince strove heroically to defend himself against his entire performing life. And the full extent of his heroism is only now sinking in. They tortured him. I mean, I know. Trust, if you can, I know. By surrounding him with false folks and by hitting him with EMF radiation. Both tactics inflicting a soul-crushing isolation by making it impossible for him to talk about it, because of the nature of the weapons. For if he tried, not even his friends, and I've learned this the hard way, would believe him. And the power guys would be all over the attempt, using it to invalidate him, his work, and force him into an even deeper silence. As it was, he was forced to deal not just with the energy-draining pain, the electrical paralysis, and the swelling of the assault, the never feeling well, but also a terrible isolation. All the more terrible for a person who so loved and needed touch and authenticity to sustain his soul, his art, particularly as EMF blocks our natural electrical connections, a kind of torture no one understands who is not experiencing it. And I have to add this about the tactic of EMF. Although please don't think EMF is their only means to neutralize a threat, there's also give them a job or a mate. Or a mate followed by EMF is also a favorite, I've noticed. They tend to use EMF only on one person in a given network at a time. And I'm talking about their political eliminations, as opposed to their use of it for population management, for high-tech Auschwitz. Only one treatment at a time, so folks won't connect the dots and have the support of another person. His assassination suggests, unless he was about to release some powerful songs of resistance, that they have in mind another target in his network. So do we see that if we allow anyone to be EMF assaulted, we could be next on that list to receive the same treatment one day? We let Prince suffer because we didn't know. But from this point forward, we are complicit in the suffering of any artist, and we will lose their gifts, which we need to see our true selves. For until we regain our world, reclaim ourselves and our gifts, artists harbor them. They are our treasures within.